Once the 50s turned into the 60s, popular music began to diverge from Broadway's musical theater. Some songs from shows did hit the charts, but by the next decade, the 70s, even that became extremely rare. While rock and soul eventually did make it to Broadway, usually in jukebox musicals reverse-engineered to accommodate them, it wasn't until Lin-Manuel Miranda that rap and hip-hop found their place on the Broadway stage. The show that did that was In the Heights, which came to Broadway in March 2008, won the Tony Award for Best Musical, and ran for over 1,100 performances, and can now be seen in a local production at Custom Made Theater in San Francisco through December 15th. The story takes place in Washington Heights in Manhattan. The central character is Usnavi, owner of a small bodega. He's surrounded by his friends and family from the neighborhood, among them the elderly woman who raised him, his cousin who works for him, the women at a hair salon, who include the girl he's in love with, and so on. The story opens as Nina, daughter of the local taxicab company owner, returns home, having flunked out at Stanford and lost her scholarship. The stories of all the characters intertwine. Abuela, the old woman, wins the lottery. Nina and her father's African-American taxi dispatcher realize their attraction, and a citywide blackout on the hottest day of the year changes things forever. What sets In the Heights apart, along with its mix of rap, Latin rhythms, and Broadway ballads, is its focus on Hispanic ethnicity and the melting pot of New York and the attendant problems of the lower classes living in a very rich city. This production is aided by fine performances by Julio Chavez as Usnavi and Carla Gallardo as Nina, both of whom transcend some of the more awkward elements of the libretto. Other standouts include Edwin Jacobs as Usnavi's cousin Sonny, and Ernie Tovar as a local merchant, the Paragua guy, who brings down the house. While In the Heights usually pops up in larger venues, whether Broadway houses or community theaters, Custom Made is an intimate space, which helps a show mostly set inside the small bodega. The show's greatest limitation is a storyline replete with clichés and stock characters, which is not surprising given that it was originally conceived while Lin-Manuel Miranda was a sophomore in college. While on one level it set the stage for the greater success of Hamilton, it also stands in its own right, particularly because of its tuneful and original score and its focus on the power of community. In the Heights, conceived and with music and lyrics by Lin-Manuel Miranda, directed and choreographed by Nicole Menyes, plays a custom-made theater in San Francisco through December 15th. For more information, you can go to custommade.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.